Well, we're going like this so I can carry the fruit and vegetables back. Do you know whose car was stolen from this road last week? Oh. As Kathy down the road was telling me that a Yugo car had been stolen from Alexandra Road last week. I don't know anyone who's got a Yugo car, do you?
What's your phone one over there?
Your car has
That's
been
not a Yugo,
stolen.
Is it?
I don't know. But your apparently it was stolen last week.
You never know, like.
No.
I never tried to make my note if I can help them, you know, just because of this, because they're punching the right left and centre, you know.
Jim can't get ours in. It's all, our garage is full of paperwork and
you
things from the front.
A crook lock or something on them, you know.
Well, he puts the crook lock when he goes.
Steering column, you know.
Yeah.
The steering wheel. Uh-huh. These seem to be all the go now, like.
Yes.
You've got your hands full by the time you do some shopping.
Yes. Yeah. Sit still, Bryony.
Right.
Sit still, Bryony. Yes, it's lovely. What do you want to do? What's the You want what? You're not fastened. She isn't. Oh, sorry. I'm careless, aren't I? Turn around. Pardon? No, we're going with the childminders tomorrow.
We went the other week, and the evening.
I know.
There,
I was. I arrived as you had left. Saw Louise afterwards.
Oh, the aerobics on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yes.
On the 4 to 5.
Uh-huh.
Louise is getting out of the
car. Is that the cardio funk?
I don't know.
Or the, what is it? Is there a lot of high impact in it?
No, not really.
I go to Maxine's intermediate class. I wouldn't be able to do the, you know, the really high, very high impact.
I mean, I've been doing aerobics a long time. It's pretty easy for me now,
yeah.
What she does.
And apart from the fact that you're less than half my age, it helps, doesn't it? Although the intermediate class, most of them seem to be teenagers and 20s. There's a few 30s. And there's a couple, I think, probably in the 40s. But when it comes to the high impact, they don't do it. They just step it out, you know. But the advanced class, the first one on a Friday morning, is nearly all high impact. There are very few floor exercises. Well, I wouldn't be able to do that. But I can keep up with the intermediate class. And I said to Maxine, does this get any harder? And she said, no, we do different exercises, but there's this amount of high impact. So, oh, what's the
He's cutting his top teeth, I think.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
He had cold when he couldn't bottom two, and his top ones are nearly through when he's getting cold.
Have a look at baby Daniel. Have a look at him. See if he'll have a look at you.
The little boy.
There.
You're tired.
Is he a tired boy?
Yeah.
Poor Daniel. Yes.
Poor Daniel.
I saw you in the paper with him.
Uh huh. Have you seen Bryony's hair? She's had it cut. Yeah. It was, and it was so tangly. And she wouldn't have it brushed, and she was shaking her head about when he tried to brush it, so she's lost all her curls from the bottom of it. I don't know if they'll come back. Yes, she wanted to ride this one. I'm taking the buggy like this so I can carry the fruit and vegetables back from the market. Get up! Get up! Oh, fancy climbing under a buggy. Get out! Get out!
Get out!
Yes, tell your brother to get out. Oh, are you going to keep him right today, James? James was the horror yesterday.
All have that moment.
No, James, with a cheeky grin on his face, just often when he gets in the mood, goes round doing anything he can find that he knows he shouldn't be doing, like pulling things out the freezer and then the fridge and and pulling the cooker door down and...
But I was cooking and I wasn't boogie.
What? I can't push the buggy with you riding on the back either. You might trip off and go underneath it. Jump down. Right, we better go. Say bye-bye to Daniel and Alison.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Alison. Right. See you. Bye.
Did that call?
No, wasn't that one. Hello, Tom.
How are you doing?
How are we doing? We're progressing very slowly, as you can see, aren't we?
Are the three ladies?
Yes, the triplets.
But are they yours? No.
No, they're not mine. Do I want two-year-old triplets at 53?
Oh, they'd be saying, boy, she's history.
Have you never noticed I only have them 3 days a week?
What is that, mine?
You must have seen me often enough without them.
Oh, aye.
What is that, mine?
What is that man? He's called Tom, but I don't know. What is your other name? Mr.
I told him, you know, that I was going home for good when the sister hurted herself. My twin sister.
Uh-huh.
And she lived in Ireland, you see.
Yes.
And... I was telling everyone, I said, oh, I'm going to shift all. And I was flinging everything over the bloody house, you know, that I didn't want her out. And I wanted to go back now to get the money.
Oh, yes.
You see what I mean to say? So the fella next door, he
said, oh, don't.
Are you going to sell your washing machine? Yes, I said, £100, I says. I says, it's 60. $600 for it. So I says, do you have any washing machines that you have and all this? And I give it all to him. And now I'm starting to look for to get some more of my own.
Oh.
So anyway...
So you're not going to go back now? Where is it you come from in Ireland?
Roscommon.
Oh, that's right. I remember talking to you and I said I had friends from... That's in Tipperary, isn't it? I had friends from...
They were
student nurses with me. Their father was a senator. There was about 9 children in the family. I think the ones I knew were Bridget, Margaret and Mary. They had a brother... And I can't remember the rest.
So the niece is from...
Yes.
From the niece is from... Uncle Tom, we hear that you're going back to Northern Ireland, or to Ireland. I said, going to Northern Ireland.
What's he going to do?
Don't you go there to kill you.
Yes.
It's a long way off in Northern Ireland, you see. Lovely place for Roscommon. Great men for football.
I used to read these friends that I was a student nurse with used to have their local paper sent over, and I used to read it. Not that I knew anything about the area, of course, but it was quite fascinating reading about the... Richard, jump down. Oh dear. I think they're going to start fighting any second.
Oh.
We'd better move. No. They're rubbing noses. Oh, it's not a good idea because Richard's got a streaming cold and James hasn't.
Oh, get him out of it.
Bye. Keep walking. That's it. Oh, those are pretty dresses. Right, we're nearly to the vegetable stall, aren't we? I wonder if this man here's got buttons on today. Let's see. There's Rosie, look. Hello, Rosie. Whoops. You want to crash
in there?
Yes. It's lovely, isn't it? The sunshine. Has this man got his buttons on today?
Let's see. Tucked away somewhere. They got time to knit on.
Well, yes. Only for my granddaughters, mostly. Now then. Oh no, don't. We can't push the buggy into the lady's legs. I don't think she'd be pleased at all. Right, now then. I'll just park Bryony here, look. Let me park Bryony here. No, sit still. Just sit still for now, please. Sit still for now, please. It's only for a few minutes till I buy these and then you can have a turn at walking. Can't see a small turnip. There's no cauliflowers anymore. Let's go up here and join the queue. Let me get in the queue, look, or we'll miss our turn. Stand here, look, in the queue. Have a little talk to Bob, look. There's Bob.
Hold that for me.
Are you going to hold his straps for Doug?
Thank you.
There. Oh, I'll have to bring her over a bit. Let's see. What do I want? I'll move you a bit nearer, Bryony. Just one sec.
2 pound of tomatoes, please.
Have you got a spare hand on you? Can you just hang on to those while I push Bryony a bit? I'm going to... Right. I'll push you a bit nearer, look. Doug's in the queue. Have you seen him? He's holding James and Richard's reins while I bring you a bit nearer. There you are. It'll be your turn to walk when I've got the fruit and vegetables. Thanks, Doug. There. I moved your sister a bit nearer. She was too far away. Yes, you will, Bryony. I can't hold... Give him a gentle stroke. Oh, look, I'm getting pushed out of the queue. I'm going up hands. There we are. Mind Bob's tail. Don't stand on him. Or he won't be pleased. Give him a bag. 2 pounds of carrots and 2 pounds of onions, please. Don't pull him, James. Just hold his lead gently.
Yes, I know.
Thanks, sir. Thanks.
Five kiwis, please.
A small turnip, please. And a small cabbage.
White cabbage.
Yes, please. The smallest you've got.
Can I have 5 navels, please? Sorry.
Right.
Oh, no.
You being served?
No. Can I have potatoes, please?
Don't stand on Bob's tail, whatever you do.
Please, yes.
Broccoli, please.
And a turnip, yes.
What else do I need, folks? We've got oranges and we've got apples.
What are you doing?
Oh, he's making a noise.
Celery, please.
What are you telling him to do? What are you telling him to do?
£3 of bananas, please. Wondered what I was standing on there. It's a bit of squashed carrot. £3 of bananas. Pound of mushrooms, please. And £10 of potatoes, and that's it, thank you. Stand still, you two. Yes, I'm going to get you out, Brian Eaton. You're going to, it's your turn to walk in a minute. Thank you. Right, let's go to the end. Look, the man's going to give us them at the end of the stall so that, yes, I'm going to get you out. Let's bring the buggy back. Look, I'm putting them in the back of the buggy.
Yes.
Right, can you just drop them in there, please? Thanks very much.
You've got to walk
out. Well, Jim's at work all day, so I won't. He can't come and pick them up for me or anything.
Thanks.
Thank you. Now, who's James, you'll ride a little bit now, and then Richard will. So I'll get Bryony out, look. Let's get Brian. Don't squawk. Will you stop whining, Petal?
It's coming.
No, I think James is going to have a ride now. Are you, James?
And Brian? No.
Who is it? You, Richard? Are you going? Is it?
Not Richard.
Are you going to ride, Richard?
No.
Well, one of you must, and then you can get out and walk again. You have to take turns. Brian, he's ridden all the way here. Look. Just a minute, James. Will you stand very still, be?
I can't get out.
Stand very still.
I can't get out.
Oh, wait a minute. What did I say? I said stand very still, please, beside me while I loosen Bryony. Very, very still.
Help me.
Yes, I'm getting you out, Treasure. This thing's got stuck on the reins. Yes, but one of them's going to get in. Who's going to get in first and who's going to get in later?
I am going to get later.
You both have to have a little ride each back to my house because I can't. I don't think.
Not go back to my house.
Oh, that's it.
I'm not going to.
James, you're going away again. Come back, please.
Come.
Well, you have to hang on to the buggy then. Look, I've been holding Richard. Let's see if I can manage all three of you walking. Get on, hold the buggy then. You have to hold the buggy. Or you have to... No, if you hold it there, you can reach better. You're a bit small to hang on to the handle. You've got a filthy nose. Let's have a look. No, you're going to tip it if you do that. Don't tip it, please.
No.
Yes, you're tipping it because you're trying.
Really?
Listen, you're tipping it. You can't swing on the handle, Richard. Bryony, if you're going to walk, you need to hold on to there. Because when you hang on to the handle, it's too high and you tip it over. Richard, get off the back of it or I'll put you in the buggy. If you want to walk, Bryony, you must hold there, please. You hold on to there. Go on, good girl. Well, I can't push it because there's nowhere to put my...
I don't want to go in.
Listen to me, there's no...
I don't want to go in.
Well, I have to hold your reins then. You can't hold there because I need to be in the middle of it to push it. Where am I supposed to go?
You can hold it on there.
James, your straps are stuck around her arm.
You can't.
Right, well, I'm going home without you then because I can't... There's no way I can push this buggy with you walking on my toes, Bryony. So you need to walk there so that I've got room to walk. You hold on there. You get round the corner, please. You hold on to that handle. Look. Richard's holding that handle. James is holding that handle. You hold there. Well, you'll have to ride again then. Wait a minute, the brake's on. Because I can't, if you're holding that handle there, there's nowhere for me to walk. I'll just be treading on your toes all the time. Your heels, I mean.
You've got your hands still there.
If they would just cooperate a bit.
Oh, they won't. I'm too little, I think.
Yes.
Too little to understand.
Never mind, we're in a straight line now, so. They don't know. No, there's. Things to be said. Yeah. Now listen. I want to see. Have you got buttons today? Oh. Right. Thank you. That man hasn't got buttons today. so we need to see if there's another button stall. There's one more lady, but where does she go?
I have another one.
I think she might be at the far side. Just a minute.
We want another one.
That's a nice jog suit, but it's the same as one I've got. Oh no, it's not. It's better. It's got a zip down the front. Right. Now that's good, Briny. I can push it while you're walking there. Very good. Is the lady with buttons round this? Oh dear, you see what I mean? I'm walking on your heels.
Well, this is it. I'm in the signals. You could have gone for the food.
Now then. Can anybody see the lady with buttons?
I can't either. I can't. Fenders.
Let's see if this man's got
pandas.
Some... What?
Pandas.
Oh, pandas on the cans, yes. We need to reverse a bit. Let's go back. Across here, look. I'm going to get some bread buns. Right, I need to get my purse, look. Here we are. Briny, come and stand over here. Or hang on to the buggy, whichever you want to do.
50 pence a pack of five, sir.
Right, stand here. Those are cans of, it's fizzy. No, don't touch them because if you drop, they'll fizz up and bust.
Pandas.
Yes, the pandas on the drinks. I said
don't. Finger buns or bread buns, 60 pence.
Don't touch.
Oh, you can freeze anything, look. Pies, finger buns, bread buns, your Scottish.
Can I have three thick pies?
I need from the box. Cheers, lads. I'm good, I know. Three steak, look.
I
no problem, mother. It's just baked this
Wait a
morning.
Minute, I'll get you some.
They were still red hot this morning when we got on the market, these girls.
I hope you've got some cheese, because
I haven't. I'm alright with pounds, 3 pounds, and it's just a selection. There you go, look.
Sorry. So, yes, sorry. Look, can you move over here, look, because it's nearly our turn. Nearly, look. Isn't it?
1, 2, 3, 5, 9.
Don't touch the buns.
Help you, darling.
You have no brown buns?
No.
Right, I'll have a packet of round ones, please. Yes. What are these?
5 packets,
I'll have the... Two orange, two lemon, what else? And a packet of shortcake, please. Is that all I want? Yes, that's it, thank you. Keep still till I get my money out, Pet. Have you always had that notice up there?
Yes, darling.
I've never noticed it before that you came from...
Aye, every week.
We used to live at Washington.
Oh, aye, Washington.
That's where my husband comes from.
Yeah.
Monument.
Aye. That's nice. That's just like a lemonade, that one.
One... Sorry, what did you say? 160. There you are. Thank you very much. There now, let's put this in the bag. Thanks.
Thanks, darling.
Don't swing on the stall, Richard.
60 pence a dozen, girls. Your finger buns are bread buns now.
Let me put...
Everything you see on the stall...
Let me put this in the front of the buggy, look. And don't squash them.
They're the bread buns.
Those are biscuits.
Finger buns are bread buns. It's 60 pence a dozen.
I want all the biscuits.
Right, Bryony, shall we get in the sim?
No.
Will you put the biscuits back, please, Richard? You don't want biscuits now. You've had a biscuit this morning with your milk. That's all for this morning. Bryony, come back where you were. Clever girl. What a clever girl. Come back where you were.
You'll 60 fancy dozen your finger buns or bread buns, huh? Your pies at 3 for a pound, your pasties at 4 for a pound.
Come back where you were or you'll have to get in. Come on, you help me push like you were before, look. Can you?
60 fancy dozen girls, finger
That's
buns.
That's the way,
buns,
good girl.
Steak or mint, look.
Richard, don't swing on the buggy, pet. I think that lady with the button. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not her. That's not her. Can you stop while I just glance at this? Richard, are you tired? Do you want a ride? You don't? Don't swing on the buggy. You're going to have it tipped completely over. Look, how many times have I told you to stop swinging on the handle? You're tipping it over. We'll end up with all the fruit and vegetables and the bread buns and the biscuits all over the floor. They'll get filthy. Hear the music. Shall we have a waltz?
Yes.
Yes. We will make love. Let's see these.
I don't want to
But I need to. You see, I need some buttons for Beverly and Melanie's cardigans. You're not to touch them. Oh, don't cream the yellow, aren't they? Listen. Are those clear or blue? Where's the lady?
They are clear.
Where's the lady gone off the stall?
They're clear.
Clear? No, they're blue.
Are they clear?
No, those are not clear. Those are clear. I think I'll have to get this kind. But the lady's vanished off the stall, so I can't buy them. Lonely, have you ever been blue? What treasure? I think these are too small. Let me see that one. That's yellow. Lemon. Some of them are so faded on the top that when you... They're not the colour you think they are. Oh, that's the size I want. Now, let's put them all back and see if we can see the lady. No, just leave all of those, look. Oh, here she is. Put them back, please. Hurry up, because it's near our turn. Where's my purse? Let's get my purse. Put them back, please, Bryony.
Yes, darling.
14, please.
14, my little brother. Oh, I just think you can tell.
Oh no, you're not to take the top off. Don't take the top off. Put them back now, look. Thanks. Oh. I've used all my change. I'll have to give you £5.
Here she is. Skived up, you see, you know what I mean? Took all my bloody change out of me till. Ladies just had 14 of these.
Oh.
I'm bloody pleased about that. Right.
No. You're going to lose her. Richard, hang on a minute. Yes. Wait a minute, you're losing some of your buttons over here, look. Come back. No. Let's put them all back. Put them back. Clever boys. Thank you. It does get rather warm on occasions.
That one, yeah, that one goes in the pink. In the pink.
It's not in the pink. Right, let's all get lined up again, ready to move.
All lined up again.
Actually, they were very quick at learning colours. Especially Bryony, she learned the colours very, very quickly. Even things like silver and grey and brown, not just the primary colours.
Into formation.
Right, Bryony in the middle. That's it.
That's it.
Richard.
Away there.
Wagons roll. Thank you. Bye. Oh, let me see what these eggs are like round this corner. Where is he? Oh, it's round the next corner. Those are garden gnomes, cats, gnomes, frogs. Look over there, there are frogs. Can you see the own snails and little houses? Hedgehogs, there's a tortoise. There's a little fawn, look, a baby deer. Oh, look at the seal. And the birds.
A cat.
I don't like the gnomes, but the animals are very good. James, you've gone on the wrong side. Bryony in the middle. We're going round the corner to the Eggman. And round this corner. Look at the tiger skin seat covers. Can you see there, look? Like tiger skin. Hello. Oh, the ducks. Yes, ducks. That's right, the ducks had better watch out or they're going to get run over. Yes, the ducks are on the road.
I haven't seen, I've shot all over the corner there this year and I can't find any this year.
What, Liv? No, we need to get.
So I suppose the smallest one I've ordered this year.
I think I'll just get half a dozen. What have I done with my purse now? Is it there? It is. Right, let's start. Oh, do you see? There's the road sweeper. Right, let's get over here a little bit. Yes, it was a road sweeper. It's getting them to push it and keep in line, one in the middle and one at each side. But yes, I can get the shopping. It's no good shopping in shops with it though, because we can't get round the aisles with them like this. Bryony?
There you go, sir. That's £2.40 in there, please, sir. Can't you put me in there?
Come over here, just in case the road sweeper's coming up here.
Size 3. Sir. There you go, sir. That's 2.98 there, please, all together there now. That looks only tiny bit cheaper for you there, sir. 2.02 change. Thanks very much to you, sir.
Six size three, please. I better not take any more at once in case they fall off. Just a sec. Yes, I have. Thanks. Thank you. There we are. Let's put. See if we can find a space to put these. Yes, I've bought eggs. Yes. Let's see if they'll go in this. I wonder if we can balance them on top of the potatoes. Now we need to turn the buggy around. We're going back to my house now. We're going back to my house because we're going. We're not going to soft play today. We're going to soft play tomorrow. Look, let's move because the man can't get out for us. Tomorrow we're going to soft play, not today. Round we go.
You mean on Tuesday?
No, we're going. No, not Tuesday. We're going on Thursday this week. Right, you get back in the middle, please, Bryony. Good girl. And off we go again. Off we go. Here we go. Here we go. Yes. Oh, you've bumped your head on the handle. It's stopped now, it's gone away.
I see a road sweeper.
Yes, we saw a road sweeper. The green ducks are drakes, the ones with green heads. Right, let's get back to my house or there won't be time to make this cake before dinner time. Look at that duck over there. That must be one of the ducks that's half white and half domestic duck and half mallard. Is that the swan up there, look? Or is it the white? I can't, it's too far away to see. It isn't a swan. I thought it was, but I don't think it is. You don't want to go back to your house? Do you want to go back to my house? You're not going back to my house. Where are we going then? We are. You're going to help me to make a birthday cake for Jim, remember? You don't want to help? Does anybody want to help? I thought you would like to do that. You like cooking. Come off the mud, please, Bryony. It's all platy. What are we doing? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to... No, Bryony, come back, please, because if you walk by yourself, they want to as well. Yeah.
I want to walk by myself. I want to walk by myself.
No, you're not going to walk by yourself. No, darling, we're near the river. No way can you walk by yourself. What? I can't let you walk by yourselves near the river. What if you ran away? It's no good saying you don't because you do. Hello. Look. You see what I mean? Bryony! Come on. Get hold of the buggy. You hold the middle of the buggy like that. Richard, come back where you were at this. Well, get in the buggy then, Bryony. Either hold on to there or get in it. Well, if you're going to... Put you in the front seat. Hold on, Bryony wants to get back in the buggy. Let's put her in the front seat. Wait. Well, Bryony says she wants to go in the buggy. Let's see. Richard. Oh, my goodness. You would want to stop and change over when we're right beside the river, wouldn't you? When it's hard to hang on to all your reins. Right, you jump in. Jump in. You'll have to have it up a little bit or the same thing will happen. Yes. Right, let's go again. Right, one at each side, boys, please. Bryony, if you get your foot underneath it like you did before when you kicked the footrest down and then your foot went underneath the buggy and you screamed, didn't you? You can't swing on the buggy handle. It makes it too heavy and it makes it tip up. James, hold your side, please. There. The moorhen, one moorhen, Bryony. Wait a minute, because Bryony wants to see more hens. Let's see if we can look. Where? Let me see if I can get Bryony to see where this moor hen is. Can you see that tree branch? Move along a little bit, Richard. That's right, it's in the bottom. The tree's hanging, the branch is hanging right down to the river and the moor hen's standing on it. That's right. But I can't see any more moorhens. There's usually a few more around if there's one, but I can't see them. Right then, let's get in a line again. In a line again. Yes, we won. Yes, you can see it as well. Yes, it is. It's over there, that's right. There we are. You want to see the birds? Yeah. Well, in that case... No, but Richard means the birds in the park, in the aviary. We can't go and see... Listen. Yes, that's... What kind's that one, Bryony? Bryony says she can see one in the sky. What is it? Can you remember? That's right, it's a seagull. There's another seagull. That's a black-headed gull, that one. Yes, it's a white one with a black head.
That's right.
You want to see the birds in the park? The trouble is... Yes, but I can't push this buggy up that very, very, very steep hill to get down the other side to the birds. Isn't it beautiful? I am. I am. They want to go up to the aviary, but I can't get this buggy up there, up that hill. We need
to...
Listen, we'll come...
Another day.
Yes, because we can walk easily.
Yes.
We can easily...
Get some lovely weather, I hope.
Oh, I hope so.
Better than last Wednesday.
Oh, yes. You wouldn't think it was the same month, would you? Yes, that's the weir. You want to see what? But I've just explained about five times. To go to the one in the park, we'd have to go up that hill. And there's no way I can push this buggy with Bryony in the front and all these fruit and vegetables. I couldn't get up and hang on to you two with your reins. I couldn't get up that steep hill. So, the best thing to do, listen. No, Bryony, I'm telling you. If you listen, I'm telling you. The best thing to do would be to come tomorrow and we'll walk there without the buggy. We can easily walk there. And we can come in the front. We can come in the front gates of the park, and we don't have to go up great big steep hills, do we? Just a minute.
Your mummy's got full hands.
I'm not mummy.
Oh, you're not mummy, are you?
I'm the friend.
Oh, the friend. Well, you've got full hands.
No, I look after them 3 days a week.
My youngin says, you know, there's a girl got three youngsters to look after, comes up the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, by gum, she's got a handful there, you know. And the youngin was listening when she came up the next. She said, by gum, that woman's got full hands.
Oh, she's got out, look. Come back a bit. Oh, look, we're going to have to press the button. We're going to have to press the button again, look.
Press the button again. I'll put this here up.
Let's get the buggy up to the... Go on then, somebody. That's the way. Oh.